ॐ ध्यायामोदबलावकुन्दनवतीं तेजोमयीं नष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकाम् ईश्वरीम्। सो इन् द प्रीवियस् डे we saw Shankara saying that we have to negate the Namarupam. So the Namarupam aspect has to be negated. When Namarupam is negated, then what remains behind is the reality. So even as when we negate Ghatam, the name of Ghatam, name along with the form of Ghatam, what will remain behind is the reality of Prithvi. So that is the vision of knowledge. So scriptures speak about this as Kanaka Eka Mahabuddhi. So Kanaka Eka Mahabuddhi, that intellect, that Mahabuddhi, that higher intellect, wherein a person realizes that all gold ornaments are only gold. They are various Namarupam of gold and they are gold alone. So that vision is there for a goldsmith. The goldsmith sees all gold ornaments as mere gold. He sees the reality of gold in the ornaments, whereas we normal people see them as different from one another. So it's called Kanaka Eka Mahabuddhi, that intellect wherein a person sees everything as Kanakam or gold. Similarly, Brahma Eka Mahabuddhi, that person who sees everything in the world as Namarupam of Brahman. So he sees everything as Brahman. Such a vision is the vision of reality. It is called Brahma Eka Mahabuddhi, that Brahman alone is there here. So that is the reality, vision of reality. So we have a vision of reality or vision of ignorance. When a person sees things in the world as different from one another, the Bedam as real, Namarupam as real, that is the state of ignorance. That can lead a person only to Dukkham. So it will lead a person to sorrow alone. It cannot lead to anywhere else. Whereas we have the vision of reality as when a person knows the Bedam to be unreal, knows the Namarupam to be unreal, thereby knows Brahman alone as real. Brahman as the underlying substratum, that reality, that substratum, that adhishthanam in which the Namarupams appear, Namarupam seem to exist. Such a person who has vision of knowledge, Jnana Chakshuhu, it's called Jnana Chakshu, eye of knowledge. So when a person has the Jnana Chakshu, then he'll be ever blissful, he'll not have any Dukkham. So let's consider that a person is an ajnani. So he thinks that the world is real. He thinks the Namarupam are real. He doesn't apprehend Brahman in the world, in the Namarupam of the world. Just because he doesn't apprehend doesn't mean the reality is different. So that's what Shankara is going to tell. In the next shloka, he'll explain as to that. Knowingly or unknowingly, whether a person has the vision of ignorance or vision of knowledge, the reality is same alone. Even as various gold ornaments are gold alone, irrespective of whether it is viewed by a normal person or a goldsmith. Normal person sees it as different Namarupam. He doesn't see it as gold. He sees the Namarupam as real. He sees different gold ornaments as different from one another, whereas goldsmith sees them all as one, all as gold alone. Irrespective of whether it is a normal vision, vision of ignorance or vision of goldsmith, the reality is gold alone. So whether a person knows that the world is nothing but Namarupam of Brahman or whether he doesn't know, both are the same. But what is the difference then? The difference is with respect to the fruit, with respect to the outcome of activities in the world. When a person knows that everything is Brahman, he'll be unaffected by the activities. He'll be a mere Sakshi. He'll be a mere Sakshi to all the activities in the world. Whereas a person who considers the Namarupam as real will have Vedam, vision of duality. And we already learned Shankara's quotation, explanation of the Kathopanishad statement that Mrityo samrityam apnoti yaiha nana iva pashyati. A person who sees nanatvam, he will enter into more and more, he will enter into Mrityu. Mrityu means samsara sagaram, which can give a person only dukkham. Dukkham alone can be attained from samsaram. Samsaram itself means dukkham. It is synonymous with dukkham. It is synonymous with Mrityu. Mrityu is dukkham. Suffering is called Mrityu. Amritam. Amaram. Amaras avastha. That state of immortality is when a person is Purnam. A person is perfect, full in all aspects, therefore blissful. All other states are states of ignorance, states of sorrow. So if irrespective of whether I am a jnani or an ajnani, the reality is the same. Then an intelligent person, a wise person should have the vision of knowledge, because irrespective of what he sees, the reality is the same. That means it is better to see the reality as reality, because not only because it is the vision of reality, but because it is also helpful for a person. It is fruitful for a person in bestowing bliss, in giving anandam, in giving santosham, in giving peace, shanti, which is what is sought by that person. Not just that person, everyone seeks anandam, everyone seeks bliss, everyone seeks santosham, everyone seeks contentment, everyone seeks shanti or peace. All these are what we seek. So if a wise person would analyze that by the logic, by the various examples, upamanam that Shankara gave in the previous shlokas regarding Namarupam being mithya and the world being a mere Namarupam in Brahman, meaning world is mithya, world is unreal, Brahman alone is real. So he has given the logic. So a wise person would go through those logic, understand it, apprehend it, and put it into practice by seeing everything as Brahman, by knowing everything as Brahman. So Shankara says, like, all activities, irrespective of whether it is by a jnani or by an ajnani, it is Brahman alone. Everything is Brahman alone. Irrespective of whether we know or we don't know, it is Brahman. Even as irrespective, as I said, irrespective of whether a normal person views gold ornaments or a goldsmith views the gold ornaments, all those are gold alone. The Namarupam is mithya. So that's what Shankara is explaining in the 65th shloka. Sarvopi vyavaharastu brahmana kriyate janaihi ajnanat navijananti mridevahi gatadikam. So sarvopi vyavaharastu, all vyavaharam, irrespective of whether it is good action or bad action, we can classify actions. So actions can be classified in many ways. One is good action and bad action. So the other way of scriptural way of telling is, one is nishkama karmam, one is sakama karmam. Or yet another way is, one is vihita karmam and one is avihita karmam. One is karma, vidhi. Vidhi is injunction, whatever has been proclaimed by Shastra, by scriptures. And the other is prohibited, vishuddha karma. Vishuddha or nishiddham is also the word. I think nishiddham is the word. Nishiddha karma. Those karma or pratishiddha karma, those karma which are prohibited from, a person is prohibited by doing. Yet another way we can say is like prayaschitta karma, different types of karma. So irrespective of whether a karma is good or bad, whether a person is doing a bad karma or a good karma, sarvo api vivaharastu, all activities are brahmana kriyate janaihi, Janaihi, like all activities done by people in the world, people of the world, Brahmana Kriyate, it happens through Brahman alone. Can happen through Brahman alone because Brahman is the Karta. Brahman is the person doing it. Brahman is the the Karanam that through which the Indriya, through which our actions happen. Brahman is the Vishayam which is apprehended, which is attained. So if all actions, irrespective of whether it is good or bad, happens through Brahman alone. So is this Shankara's word? Does Shankara try to enforce his own philosophy into the scriptures by telling that all actions happen through Brahman? No, it is not the case. Shankara would never go against Shruti. He quotes only from Shruti. So this is a statement from Gita, the very famous shloka from the Gita which we chant before having food. The shloka of Brahmarpanam Brahmahavihi Brahmagnau Brahmanahutam Brahmaivatena Gantavyam Brahma Karma Samadhina. After, in the fourth chapter, Krishna explains a lot of actions, different types of actions, how actions can be done, what all are the actions that a person does in the world, can do or does do, and then finally summarizes by telling that the real karma, what happens and what should a person be following. What it means, like what is the reality behind actions happening, is Brahma Arpanam. The world or the activities in the world is like an ajna. We have a homakunda for an ajna, for a yagam that a person does. There is a homakunda, there is a fire in the homakunda, there is an oblation, the ghee or whatever we are offering into the fire, there is a person who is offering the fire, and there is a goal or the phalam, the fruit that a person seeks by doing this ajna. There are different yajnas, soma yagam, this yagam, that yagam. Certain yagams are for swarga, certain yagas for putra prapti. So there is a phalam as well. So this world, the activities in the world can be considered to be one such yajna. But it is a special yajna. Why? Brahma arpanam. In the yajnam, in this particular yajnam, Brahman is the arpanam. Whatever we offer, oblation, the ghee or whatever is offered into the fire is Brahman. Brahma arpanam. Brahma havihi. Arpanam is Brahman. The ghee or like oil which sustains the fire, that is also Brahman. Brahma havihi. Brahma agnav. Agnav, the agni. Agni that is there in the Homakunda, that is also Brahman. Brahma agnav. Brahmana hutam. Hutam Brahmana. It is done by Brahman. So the Homakundam is Brahman. Whatever is offered is Brahman. Agni is Brahman. Whoever is doing is also Brahman. Brahma eva tena gantavyam. Whatever is to be achieved, gantavyam, whatever is to be aspired, the phalam that is to be achieved, got through this yajnam, is Brahman alone. Brahma eva tena gantavyam. Brahma eva tena gantavyam. Brahman alone is that which is to be attained. And how is this action done? With what attitude is it done? Brahma karma samadhina. This karmam, Brahma karmam, is by the knowledge that everything is Brahman. So this encompasses as to what a person should do in the world. He should do all actions remembering that everything is Brahman. The doer is Brahman, everything is Brahman, the instruments are Brahman. I am eating food. The food is Brahman. Hunger that is satisfied, that hunger is also Brahman. The hand that takes the food is Brahman. The mouth that eats it, the teeth that chew it is also Brahman. I who am eating it is also Brahman. So everything is Brahman. That is the reality of actions in the world. Whether a person knows or not, that is the action. Two, that this is the attitude that a person should follow, because that is vision of reality. So it is that shloka. There are few other shlokas as well which Krishna says. In the 9th chapter he says, Yat karoshi yad ashnasi, yad juhoshi dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurishva man arpanam. Yat karoshi yad ashnasi, yat karoshi, whatever you do, actions you do, yad ashnasi, whatever you eat, yad juhoshi, whatever you offer into fire, dadasi yad, whatever you give as boon to others, yat tapasyasi, whatever tapas you do, tat kurushva madarpanam, do that as an offering to me. What is the purpose of offering everything unto me, considering everything as me and offering everything to me? Shubha shubha phalairevam mokshase karma bandhaihi sanyasa yoga yuktatma vimukto mam upaishyasi. Shubha shubha phalairevam, it's by this action, by offering everything unto Ishvara, shubha shubha phalairevam mokshase. So a person gets rid of shubha and ashubha phalam. So if a person is not offering an action, then he will be attached to the action. So if he is affected by either Shubha or Ashubha Phalam, depending on what the Phalam is. We do things expecting Shubha Phalam, good fruit. But many times it happens that we don't get the good fruit or the fruit that we seek. So we will be getting bad fruit. So for a person who is offering everything, he'll be unaffected by it. So shubha ashubha phalai evam mokshase, he gets liberated from the bondage of shubha and ashubha phalam, means unaffected by the phalam. Not only that, karma bandaihi mokshase, he gets liberated from the bondage of karma. The bondage of karma is, Vidyaranya beautifully summarizes it as, kurvate karma bhogaya karma kartum cha bhunjate. Kuruvate karma bhogaya, person does action for enjoyment, and karma kartum cha bhunjate, and he enjoys objects in order to do more karma. So this goes on and on and on. So that karma bandham, person gets rid of it by knowing that he is the sakshi, by offering everything. Such a person who offers everything is a sannyasa. Sannyasa yoga yuktatma. Such a person has sannyasam yogam yukti. His mind is focused on to me, that is yogam. He is sannyasam, he has renounced all fruit as well as karma bandham. Vimukto mam upaishyasi, he becomes liberated. Thereby he attains me. So it is the same Gita statement, or the scriptural view that Shankara says here, that sarvopi vyavaharastu brahmana kriyate janaihi, all actions are done through Brahman alone. Ajnanat na vijananti, if everything is done through Brahman, everything is Brahman, whatever is happening is Brahman alone, brahmarpanam brahmahavihi, everything is Brahman, then why don't I know it? Why don't majority of the people know it? Because ajnanat na vijananti, na vijananti, people don't know. Why? Ajnanat, because of ajnanam, because of ignorance. So ignorance makes a person think that everything is not Brahman, that things are different, that he is doing an action. There is no action here at all, because Brahmanahutam Brahma eva tena gantavyam, Brahman is the karta, Brahman is the phalam, then everything is Brahman. But due to ajnanam, due to ignorance, a person doesn't realize. A person who has ajnanam sees nama rupam as real, which means he doesn't apprehend that everything is Brahman, which means that he is doing things, he is doing activities which are different from himself, seeking the fruit which is also different from himself and Brahman. Even as smritevahi gadadikam, even as a person doesn't realize that ghatam, pot, is mrit or mud alone, similarly, though all activities are through Brahman alone, all activities are in fact in Brahman, by Brahman, through Brahman, to attain Brahman, so everything is Brahman, yet people don't know it because they are ignorant. Even as an ignorant person doesn't know, doesn't apprehend that ghatam is mud alone. Similarly, a majority of the people in the world don't know, because of ignorance, that all activities happen through Brahman. So what is the advantage of knowing all activities are happening through Brahman? Then a person will not be affected by the phalam, shubha ashubha phalaihi. He will be liberated from shubha and ashubha phalam. when Shubha Phalam is there, a person becomes happy, Sukham is there. When Ashubha Phalam is there, Dukkham is there. So a person gets churned between Sukham and Dukkham. So there is no peace, there is no contentment, there is no Anandam. But a person who sees everything, who knows this fact that all activities are in Brahman, by Brahman, through Brahman, then he will not be affected by the fruit. Not only that, he will not be affected by the fruit, he will not be bonded by karma. When he is not bonded by karma, there is no ajnanam. When ajnanam is not there, there is only jnanam. When jnanam is there, then there is anandam alone. So such a person will be ever blissful, and that bliss is what we all seek. So if we need that bliss, we need to have vision of knowledge. Irrespective of whether we know or not, this is the fact, this is the reality, that everything is Brahman alone. Then why not apprehend it, rather than neglecting it, rather than forgetting it, because getting deluded into the various Namarupam, why getting deluded into Namarupam, why getting deluded into the Bedam that is seen, when we know that everything is Brahman. And even after Shankara's illustrations, a person doesn't understand, then such a person is a fool. He cannot be made to realize. So Yoga Vasishta gives a beautiful analogy for that. So a person who doesn't understand after such clear exposition, it is like trying to lit fire out of ashes. So we have ash alone. Out of that ash, the firewood which is needed for burning, for fire, has been burned to ashes, and that ash we cannot burn again. It is of no use. We cannot. So if a person cannot understand even after such clear exposition, then it is like trying to make fire out of ashes. It is impossible. It cannot fulfill at all. So if we need Anandam, then we have to apprehend it. We just have to apprehend it, and then we'll realize that everything is Brahman. Thereby we'll get liberated. So that's what Krishna says there. Sanyasa yoga iktatma vimukto mam upaishyasi. He becomes a vimukta. He becomes a jivan mukta, and thereby he attains me. He realizes me. He realizes me as Ananda Swarupam. That means he'll be rejoicing in Anandam. Nandati, Nandati, Nandatyeva, as we have discussed many times. We'll see the next shloka in the next day. Hari Om.